And on the phone now, hopefully joining me, is it's Colette Miller from Barnardo's. Hey, Colette, how are you?
Hi, Paula. I'm great, thanks.
Fantastic. So you are the Retail Operations and Development Manager for Barnardo's. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, like, there's probably nobody that hasn't heard of Barnardo's and the amazing work you do. So what kind of, can you tell us a little bit about the overview, firstly, of what Barnardo's is all about?
Okay, well, Barnardo's are fully committed to helping vulnerable children and families across Ireland. And at the moment, we have 56 projects and service locations around Ireland, which offer a variety of different services. So an example of some of those services would be early years intervention services. We can deal with domestic or substance abuse. We have social work, social skills work, after school services, breakfast clubs. There's lots of different support services that Barnardo's are offering, and we fundraise for these services through our charity shops.
Yeah, Barnardo's, it's been around for a long time, been around for a very long time. I remember as a kid, you know, we used to have, over in the UK, we used to sell like the raffle tickets with at school for, with little pictures of children on, and you'd go around, we'd go around all the neighbours selling these raffle tickets. He'd been around for a long time, Colette. Not yourself,
absolutely.
Obviously. you're going to be talking to me today about this unwanted Christmas gifts campaign that you're doing at the moment. So what sort of things are you looking for?
Well, I suppose, so we're running a campaign at the moment to encourage people to donate into our Barnardo's charity shops any gifts that they receive that they just don't like. Mm. So I suppose, you know, we've all received something over the years that maybe just wasn't to our taste, didn't fit us, maybe you have too much of it, cosmetics, perfume. So we would love to receive any unwanted items. So as I said, it's the whole nine yards. It could be a book you've already read, clothing that you'd be willing to donate to us, footwear, cosmetics, gift sets, all of the things that people generally receive as Christmas gifts. We'd be delighted to have them because we will certainly find a new home for them. And at the same time, we'll be raising funds for the work that we spoke about earlier on.
Mm, indeed. Is there anything that you're not looking for that you don't want? You don't want people to bring necessarily?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to donations in general, so not specifically around an unwanted gift, but donations in general, we would ask people to be sure that if they're giving us toys, that all of the pieces are there. So sometimes, unfortunately, you might get a jigsaw or something like that that is actually missing a few pieces, so that's time consuming and no use to anybody. The other thing is that second hand electrical items are a challenge for us, so we actually can't sell them on, so and that's for health and safety reasons. So second hand duvets, pillows and things like that, also again for health and safety reasons, we can't accept those as donations. But in general, you know, your local Barnardo's shop is happy to receive what people want to donate to us. And I'd also like to say that in general, people are very good in what they bring to us, you know, and they are conscious that what we are trying to do is to sell that on to somebody else. So in general, people give us very good quality, and people are very supportive of the charity shops, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, we all get, you know, like bath sets and stuff that you're kind of like, either you don't like the smell or you know, or stuff like that. So it's, you know, there must be literally thousands of you know, gifts that are sitting out there just idling, and people don't know what to do with them, basically.
Exactly. Don't leave it sitting in the back of your wardrobe, you know, don't throw it under the bed, bring it to your local Barnardo's shop, because we would be delighted to receive it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how can people bring things to you? Is it literally, can they literally just come to a shop and just bring stuff into you?
That's it, exactly. We have 7 Barnardo's charity shops around the country. So we have in Dublin, we have Dalkey, Clondalkin, Kilbarrack and Dunleary. And then we have Carlow, Cork and Wexford. And all of those shops are open Monday to Saturday. And, you know, the staff and the volunteers there would be delighted to take in any donation from a member of the public.
Yeah, such an amazing, amazing charity. So, I mean, what's your own background, Colette? Have you been with Barnardo's for a long time?
A very long time, yes. I'm about 23 years working for Barnardo's, and I'm very proud to be part of such a fantastic organisation and to be part of the fundraising team. And I love the support that the public give to Barnardo's, and I'm very pleased to be able to do something positive for vulnerable children and families whilst doing my job. So yeah, I'm very lucky and very happy.
Yeah, I mean, it must be great, sort of giving something back. Do you know what I mean? To feel that what you're doing is a worthwhile, you know. And for an organisation like Barnardo's, that must be incredible.
Yes, I enjoy it, and I also enjoy being around the volunteers. I mean, talk about people giving back and giving back to local communities. Barnardo's, you know, we couldn't do in the retail operation what we do without the support of our wonderful volunteers.
Yeah.
So it's very inspiring to be around people like that as well, I have to say. So it's another positive factor.
Yeah. I mean, have you got any other, is there anything in the pipeline for you, Colette, campaign-wise? Are you kind of, do you do a lot of sort of planning for campaigns and things? Is that sort of part of what you
do? Yes, well, yeah, in the Barnardo's charity shops, we're always trying to think about what the community needs.
Yeah.
So that could be something, you know, that you wouldn't necessarily think of. So say, for example, we are aware that Mother's Day is coming up, so if people are generous enough to give us unwanted gifts like perfume sets and makeup, etc., we will keep them all and maybe, you know, offer them to our local communities at reasonable prices for Mother's Day. So it means that maybe, you know, families that want to be able to go out and buy a gift for Mum to say thanks, Mum, for everything that you do, that might find that difficult to buy in a mainstream shop, will be able to purchase it from us at a better price. And at the same time, that money is going towards helping families in the community in a different way as well. So we would look at smaller events like that as fundraising initiatives. We'll also look at back to school. So all throughout the year, we'll be preparing our shops to make sure that we have what the community needs for when children are going back to school. So we'll be gathering up excellent quality school uniforms, you know, the sort of footwear that children need going back to school, runners, plimsolls, etc., school bags, school copies. You know, we try to have what the community needs at the right time. So we're working in the background doing things like that all the time.
Yeah, no, you're doing valuable work, Colette. I mean, that's the thing. There's people are struggling these days, you know, with just the cost of living is just, you know, it's crazy at the moment. And people just can't afford even school uniforms. I don't envy anybody that has to, you know, has a child starting school and has to try and get all the stuff ready for going back to school and stuff. And kids grow, obviously. So it's amazing that you're, you know, helping people that might not necessarily be able to, you know, to afford things at full price.
Well, what I'd say is that last year we've had one of our busiest years, and the way it tends to work is that the people living locally who know how the Barnardo's charity shop works, they tend to come to us all the time. You know, once you cross the door, they come back and back again because they realise the quality and the value that they can get, and the whole thing just makes sense. But last year we did see a number of new faces come in that we wouldn't have known to us, and that is a sign of exactly what you just mentioned there. You know, everybody's working to a tighter budget, and you know, people are really feeling the pinch now with the cost of living. So we'd invite everybody, just come in and see what we have to offer, because you really will be surprised, and there is excellent value, and you can get everything in your local Barnardo shop. We have homewares, clothing, obviously, for everybody, men's, ladies, children's, household items, bric-a-brac, books. There's so much available. It's always worth your while to just stick your head in the door and come in and see what's there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's only like, you know, 5 minutes. Go in, have a look round. You never know what you can find in your, you might not even be looking for.
And pop in regularly. That would be another hint, because unlike your the bigger, well, I won't name any names, but you know, the big retailers that operate. Different things come into us every day, whereas, you know, one of the bigger mainstream retailers will get a delivery once a week or once every 2 weeks, and they may sell out very quickly. But with the charity shop, we have new things coming across our door and being delivered in every single day. So, you know, it's worth your while sticking your head in for a couple of minutes as often as you can.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. As I said, Colette, you're doing incredible, incredible work. And if you're listening today and you're thinking, oh, actually, I've got a couple of bath sets that I really, really don't want, drop them in to your local Barnardo's store, Barnardo's shop. And, you know, everything's kind of very gratefully received. So thank you so, so much for chatting with me today, Colette. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Paula.
Cheers, Colette. Thank you.